Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Uh-oh, I'm back. Broadcasting across the Commonwealth and beyond, it's the Steel Plaza Podcast. Great show for you today. Music from White Noise Owl and staunch Democratic supporter, country and Western superstar Clem Prescott will be calling in to join us today. Can't wait for that. So, everyone's been saying, where have you been, man? We missed the show. What's been going on with you? Well, I've been away with the Army, so that kind of happens for me sometimes. And I'm not a negligent podcast host. I just have Army stuff to do. So now I'm back, and we're going to do a great show today. Speaking of being away for so long, I am just now catching up on all the current politics that have been happening, and it is mind-blowing just to wrap my head around. Everything is just so crazy that I don't even know what happened. It's almost like being frozen in time and then coming back and just catching up with everything. It's a little overwhelming. So, to help me navigate these murky waters, Clem Prescott is here, country and Western superstar, to sort of catch me up on what I missed and the politics. Let's see if we can get him on the phone here. Clem, how's it going, my man?
Blue wave is coming, man. The blue wave is coming. Y'all better grab hold because you ain't gonna have nothing left up in that office there, man.
Okay, wow, you're fired up. So can you fill me in on what's been happening, what I missed?
Anything? Yeah, man.
Well, you're right, and a lot of people think that Southerners are just...
Man, you're just going to keep on interrupting me, man. You're like them door-to-door campaign Republicans, man. Come knocking on my door on a Saturday, man. Give me one hand loose, I'll slap your teeth out your mouth,
okay,
man.
Okay, that's crazy.
Squinch your little nerd face and...
Okay, can we...
Who you going to vote for, man? Who you going to vote... Man, get the hell out of my face, man.
Okay, so what else happened? You didn't like the Pocahontas thing,
man.
Okay, I think you missed the point. What about the Clintons? What do you think of them?
Well, and here's the other thing about the Me Toos and the whatnots and the who's itch and the things like that. See, we need a woman in the White House, man, because that's a woman's place. It's in the House. And why not the White House?
That's okay. You know, I don't... That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Of course, his other things is going to be, a little bit streaked up, but that's all right.
It's not all right.
I'm cool with him, man. He's all right. He's a good dude, man.
Okay. You're not helping me at all here, so...
Here's the thing.
Okay. Okay, that's wrestling, and that is not real. That's fake. Nikolai Volkov is dead, by the way.
No, man. Wrestling ain't fake. You know what's fake? Politics is fake, man.
Okay.
That's how DJT got elected by Rusev and Nikolai Volkov on the Facebook.
That is not how they got elected. That was some sort of, I guess, Russian meddling, I think they called it, or something.
I'm gonna stick around.
I wish you wouldn't.
I'm gonna stick around, man.
I really wish you wouldn't.
No, I ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we will be right back after this with, unfortunately, more from Clem Prescott. Stick around right back here on the Steel Plaza podcast. Electrifying Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, making his way to the ring with two large bags, apparently, and sprinting in gubernatorial candidate Scott Wagner, Pennsylvania's third most famous groundhog, leaping over the top ropes.
I've never seen anything like that in all of my time. What's he gonna say?
Hey, good afternoon, fellow Pennsylvanians.
They're loving it.
You know what, Governor Wolf? The people of Pennsylvania are tired of your lies. You're running the best TV commercial. You know, right now in South Central Pennsylvania, Scott Wagner made $70 million in his waste company. Governor, you know the problem with you? You don't know the difference between revenues and bottom line.
He apparently doesn't.
Hey, there was a company called Bethlehem Steel that did several billion dollars 20 years ago. Oh, no, they didn't make $20 billion. That was their revenue, but they filed bankruptcy. You know, Governor Wolf, I thought you were actually smarter. You're really not very smart. And, you know, you're trashing small businesses. You're telling people that you're the small business governor. I mean, I want to puke when I see those ads, because small business owners have to collect their money.
And they have to give that money to their employees. How are they going to fund that? How are they going to fund it? Tell us, Scott.
You know, Governor Wolf, in 2015, you put a lot of small businesses out of business because they couldn't pay their bills because of the budget standoff for 9 months in 2015 and 16. I had several of them call me and ask how they could get paid from the state of Pennsylvania. And by the way, Governor, today's Friday, and this is what 100 paychecks look like. There are 6 bundles of these paychecks. We issued today at my various companies 600 paychecks today to hardworking employees who get great wages, great benefits, and they have great health insurance. Oh, by the way, we cover pre-existing conditions, Governor Wolf.
He did, and that's what was in the first bag. What's in the second?
But you know what's interesting? You know, you don't want to do town hall meetings. You don't want to do debates. And I tell you what, I love your campaign stuff. Yesterday, your people said that I've raised the right white flag. Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face, because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes, because I'm going to win this for the state of Pennsylvania, and we're throwing you out of office, because you know what? I'm sick and tired of your negative ads.
Tom Wolf's going to have a pre-existing condition. What's he going to do with that?
That is going to be one for the ages not to be missed. No holds barred, hell in the cell. Bring that catcher's mask.
Or he might have to pay a little bit more.
Well, I guess wrestling is real. And politics. I guess wrestling and politics are kind of one and the same now. I almost wonder, Clem, what do you think? How did we get to this point in America? What happened? It was never like this before.
And so now, yeah, okay. So you're asking yourself.
No, I'm asking you.
How did we get to this point in America?
Yes, it's crazy.
Okay.
What happened? Okay,
so,
please do.
If you think about it, time is relative and only moves forward based on a mind's hallucination of a perceived reality, okay? Now, if the world existed on its own without any of us here, it'd be moving repeatedly around the sun seemingly without any purpose, only to do the same thing again and again to no end, all right?
No, what are you talking about? Because this sounds like completely crazy. I don't know, like...
Today, we have technology which has the potential of existing, which had the potential. So today...
Okay.
So today, we have the technology which had the potential of existing millions of years ago. The only missing piece, was our minds to fit it all together. Just as humans' blood... Just as humans have blood and continuous pounding hearts, we create machines which propel forward through the power of gas, lithium, diesel, whatever else has the potential of pushing forward through the chemical compounds within it.
What the fuck?
And through our own calculations in a series of trial and error, okay?
No.
Now, humans use the mind to reverse engineer what already exists, so it's through our mind that time exists, as we use the death of Christ as a reference point in regards to our own perceived progression when there's no specific date or year. You follow?
No, I don't. I don't follow.
So, just a world spinning around the sun to no end with our minds creating a perception of progression and how we are superior to our own ancestors, though they have the exact same intellect as we do now to harness their progression forward.
You didn't answer anything.
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense. And you didn't answer anything. One thing, I asked you one thing, and you just went off
well,
on it.
Well, shit, man. I'll tell you what, man, you're just about as dumb as them Republicans, man. I'll tell you what, you're like a nerd-faced squinchy man fucking knocking on my door.
No, I'm not a nerd-faced squinchy man.
No, man, I'll tell you what, man. You know what, man? Just,
no.
You know, buy my record. Buy my record.
I'm not buying your record.
That's all I got to say. I'm out. Goodbye.
No. Goodbye. Goodbye, Clem. Sorry about that, folks. I don't know. Things are weird. It's a weird time. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a good answer for you, so I'm not going to give you a bad one about what's going on in the world today. So, I guess stay tuned, because we'll be right back here with everyone's favorite correspondent, Grayson Tanner, on the Steel Plaza Podcast right after this. Become a subscriber of the Steel Plaza Podcast today. I know you will and I know you want to, and here's why. Because you are so sick and tired of the fake media and fake news being spoon-fed to you day in and day out.
Simply put, subscription is podcast speak for donor. Subscribers are listeners who choose to make a financial investment in the programs they hear. Subscriber donations help fund the show to bring you the high-quality, unfiltered content you deserve and make everything you hear on the Steel Plaza Podcast possible.
That's right. So sign up to be a subscriber today. You're going to be so glad that you did. Yes, right back here on the Steel Plaza Podcast. Joining us now, vis-a-vis phone, is Grayson Tanner, our favorite political correspondent and millennial. Grayson, are you there? How's it going, buddy? Are you there?
Trick or treat, motherfuckers.
There he is.
I'm back.
There he is. What's going on, buddy? Oh, that's not bad. What? How does that work? What are you
going to
dress up?
Basically, I'm going to be like the Blue Man group kind of a looking thing. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to make myself look exactly like the Blue Man group, but I'm going to call myself the Blue Wave because that's what's happening. And that's what everybody needs to know.
Not bad. I like that idea. So.
Luxurious, so says my girlfriend. Well, I don't want to say girlfriend because I think that's a little bit non-PC, so I will call her my live-in lover, so yes.
Okay, so what did you think of Clem Prescott, Democrat?
I don't 100% agree with everything Clem is talking about, per se, but I will still support him in his Democratic convictions, just for the fact that he knows that we need Trump out of office. We just have to get rid of him.
Seemed like his main focus.
Now, I know that he has done literally nothing convictable. However, we can impeach him, and we should. And we should. Because he's nasty. He's a nasty man.
So the president's a nasty man, and he needs impeached, right?
He calls people horse faces. And you know what? That's not nice. And I don't know, like, he's some sort of, like, insult comic or what? I don't know. Is he, like, Don Rickles or what? I don't know what he is.
Right.
whatever he is, he's not okay. And it's not okay to make fun of people's faces. No, I see myself, my live-in companion, love interest, girlfriend, roommate, told me that my face was kind of horse-like, so I was personally offended.
I don't think your face is horse-like.
And I do have a beard, and no, I am not a lumberjack. But I love the look. And
it's a great look.
She also took me to H&M to find me the tightest pair of black jeans that I could squeeze my ass into, because I needed to look sharp for this protest upcoming.
So you're doing protests again? You're doing protests again? So
one thing I will say is there is a disgusting, disgusting wage gap in male and female paychecks. So what I've decided to do is give half of my earnings to women. Because I don't think, as a man, I deserve to be paid more than women. So I'm giving my half of my paycheck to random women just are struggling, because every woman is struggling, you know? And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair.
It's,
As a millennial, I don't think that we should be in that mindset. I mean, we need to take over Washington. We need to take it over. We need a woman in the White House. We need women to run businesses. We need women to do women things, because as a male, I just don't think that we are capable of anything. Somebody needs to help us, and it needs to be the women, and it needs to be Democratic women, because it can't be Republican women, because Republican women are just gun-toting Nazi, like, crazy people.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay, well, thank you, and hashtag me too, hashtag him too, hashtag us too, hashtag...
Okay, alright, that's a lot of hashtags. Alright, that's a lot of hashtags. Stop. Please stop. Okay. Always a pleasure, Grace and Tanner. Thanks for being here. A lot of great things from these two great Democratic hopefuls. And it sounds like to me, like, it really truly sounds like the blue wave is coming. And it's going to be unprecedented, I guess you could say. So, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard at the top of the show, check into thewireriots.com. Support local music. And also, like and subscribe on Facebook to the Steel Plaza podcast. We love you so much. See you next time.